and welcome to this episode of A Couple Takes on MS. Hi, I'm Dan Digman.
And hi, it's me, Jennifer Digman.
And we're A Couple Takes on MS. I'm walking.
And I'm rolling.
But together, we're moving forward. And it's been a while since we've checked in. We've been moving forward, but we've been really busy. Distracted. There's just lots of life events.
Yes, it's been a lot of life events, if you can say that again.
We did say it again.
We did, and well, I mean, it's, I don't know. How do we even start? I don't know, and I guess, wow. Well, I was just going to say that my dad took you and me to a baseball game. And it was an epic game. It was the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox. And it was Saturday, just this past Saturday.
At Fenway Park.
And, of course, my dad has been dead for 252 days. So my dad, yeah, my dad wasn't there, but he was the reason that we were there. And yeah. So I guess I don't want to start off on a sad note, but that explains where we've been. That my dad died, and that kind of just stopped our world a little bit, and we're trying to get back to it. MS didn't stop. Your job didn't stop. Our commitments didn't stop. And unfortunately, or fortunately, this podcast was on a little break.
I was going to say it took a hiatus, but I think that there was, putting on a sad note. And what was the specific day your dad had passed away? It was in October.
It was October 5th, 2024.
And just that he had been sick for, several weeks, months leading up to that. And so I think that just really, that was the priority. Your dad was a priority. And then I think there's just, I don't think anyone can ever, no one can prepare you for any of that. And so I think then, we had to prioritize life and our health and everything, and just the memory for your dad.
Yeah, my dad was amazing.
He was.
And thank you. Not that I can take any credit for it, but my dad, he was your...
He was my father-in-law.
And my dad, obviously. And it was just... It is still really, really tough, and it's really, I don't know. We went to a baseball game in his memory and his honor, and because that's one thing that my dad and I never did together. He loved baseball. I love baseball. Wasn't a thing for my mom and my brother, but it was a thing for his son-in-law. And so we went there, and it was just serendipitous that MS for MS, which there will be a link in our show notes about this incredible organization and the amazing man, Sam Greenberg, who is
the CEO, founder, God of everything that is MS for MS, the most incredible of all people.
Exactly. And he had a baseball game with the Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees. And I said, my dad and I never made it to Boston. And he graciously said, well, come out, let's do this. And we did. And it was amazing.
It was incredible.
And the Red Sox won. And it benefited a charity both near and dear to our hearts, that being multiple sclerosis research. And just epic fundraising and awareness spreading orange, as a matter of fact. correct.
And that was, I mean, and that's the biggest thing. I mean, they had, MS for MS is the most incredible organization, and it raises money specifically for MS research at Johns Hopkins. And I think that's where, you know, they had the game on Saturday and that golf outing on Monday. And I saw things on social media today, and Sam said they raised over $125,000 specifically wow. for research. And so I think that's just, you know, what a thing to be part of, and what a great memory for your dad. I mean, just that we were there, that we did that in his honor. Because, yeah, that was, I don't know, it's like it's always on our mind with your dad and stuff, and you just don't, it's like you talk about it, but you don't talk about it because it's still very raw.
It is very raw, and it's just the awareness that you and I have, and that any of you out there listening that has MS or another chronic condition, life has to move on. And your disease does not stop. And we were able to pause with this show, but MS didn't stop. And we have had Rituxan infusions and Ocrevus infusions and physical therapy appointments and doctor appointments and Botox injections and public policy conference.
And graduate school.
And graduate school, because Mr. Dan Digman, he mastered graduate school.
And that, I mean, and those are just epic things. I mean, but again, it's like with everything you're doing, you have so much, you know, you have to do so much, but then what can hold off? And not that we did not want to podcast. I just think there wasn't the time, the energy. But I think that we finally found it.
We found it. And, you know, you had to get done with graduate school. That was a humongous commitment. And I had to get some semblance of wanting to talk about anything besides my father. Mm-hmm. And I still want to talk about my dad, but I don't want to talk about my dad.
Yeah.
So this is a good way to move forward. Like our introduction says, we're moving.
Moving forward. And I think we have no choice, and that's life, you know, and that's, where we're at. I think that's, cause here we are, it's good Lord, it's the middle of June. And we went to Boston. We'll have links and photos and everything from the event. But I mean, we did so much since then. We did the public policy conference. We did. We can talk about, I don't want to be selfish, but just my graduation. I mean, just because we've talked about it in the past on this show, but just like that. I mean, end of May. Commencement, Warburg College, Master of Arts in Leadership. And that was a most amazing program, 2 years done. But I think that's just something, you're shaking your head, you're going to say something.
I think it was an amazing program and it was wonderful. But again, multiple sclerosis reared his ugly head because I couldn't stand. I couldn't transfer, which is necessary in our day-to-day existence, and I couldn't stand, and you were not able to go to your commencement, and so I'm just Debbie Downer right now.
You're not Debbie. I mean, but I think that's the thing. It's like you're not Debbie Downer. I mean, it was an incredible experience all the way around that I did graduate program, you know, 2 years online program, Warburg College, Waverly, Iowa. So it was all remote. And it was, education-wise, it was so rewarding, so empowering. And then, a week before commencement, I was told by the director of the program that my cohort had selected me as the member of the class to give a speech during the hooding ceremony at commencement because we were going to go back to Iowa for commencement to see my family. But yeah, it was like the week before graduation MS reared its ugly head, and then the two weren't able to stand up to transfer, and that ended up putting you in the hospital for 10 days. And there's no way you can avoid that, and that's life, but you adjust. And I think that's the flexibility, you know, with the Wartburg program, with leadership, you know, adaptability is so critical for leadership itself, in that they did the adaptions to allow or to make it possible for me to record my speech, and then they played it at the ceremony. So, and then we could watch the ceremony online. So I felt very much a part of it. And I think that's just the benefit and beauty of remote work and remote class, that we could do that. So I felt very much a part of it. And I was so grateful that I was able to be there with you in the rehab center. I mean, think about
we
it.
We were sitting on a hospital bed watching. Well, I was sitting on a hospital bed and you were sitting at a table watching your graduation ceremony, and you were included, and it was wonderful, and it was just a really... a proud moment, if I can say that, because I didn't really have anything to do with the studying.
You had everything to do with it.
But you graduated, and that was wonderful, and congratulations.
Thank you. But I think that's something, and I played that excerpt of that podcast. We'll provide a link to it if I can find it. It was an Adam Grant podcast, but it was something where the talk of, like, usually it's the fear of things going bad is worse than when the things actually go bad. And I mean, so it's like to say, you know, a month before graduation, say, well, you won't be able to make it back to graduation, and this is going to be, you know, at that point in time, you think that's devastating. It's so horrible. What's going to happen? Well, it wasn't that bad. And yes, it would have been nice to have been back in Iowa for commencement, but at the same time, that's what made this even more memorable.
Yeah.
I mean, just how everyone adapted to it. And is that not what we do as people living with MS? That it's just like the adaptability of what we have to do. I don't want to say to survive, but to move forward, that it's like none of this on paper is anything we ever envisioned or would have wanted to deal with, but just, how do we adapt and move forward? I can't run anymore, you know, but I adapt and I find ways to walk, and you do things, and you adjust and make it possible, and you just continue to live your life.
And that is the truth. And we were getting ready, and I couldn't stand, and we went to the hospital, and I was there, and they were able to let you stay there with me, and we watched your graduation, and then I got better, and I'm doing better, and I went to Boston, and now we're here, and it's just, it's hard to believe that life moves on and we adapt and we move with it and we can't stay in the same place. And I remember my good friends, Nora and Joanna, and you, we went to Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. That was several months ago.
That was like end of January. Yeah.
End of January. It was still football season.
Because the Lions were on the cusp of going to the Super Bowl.
I don't want to talk about that.
Okay, move on.
So, but we were there, and I said, we're going to make a podcast when we got home. And that was January, and we just weren't ready. Even then, you know, you had to graduate. You had papers to do. I still had to try and deal with the loss and the morning, because that is big, and that does, I don't know, I don't want to make excuses, but it does mess with your health.
Mm-hmm.
When you're just sad and you're not thinking straight and you're not taking care of yourself. And in no way am I taking care of myself, because I know I'm not the only person out there that mourns with food, because honest to God, I'm about 20 pounds heavier than I was 252 days ago. But, you know, I deal with how I deal, and that's not the most healthy way. But it's summer now, finally.
Finally.
Michigan. But, you know, hopefully that'll encourage me to get some more activity, get some better food, and maybe I won't find comfort in eating because I'll want to wear smaller clothes, i.e. like shorts or t-shirts, and I'll realize you just got to try harder. But you have to give yourself grace, and that's, I think that's a lesson for all of us, whether you have a disease or a chronic illness. Mm-hmm. You just have to give yourself grace that you've got to take care of yourself and cut yourself some slack and remember good stuff and try and focus on positive.
I think that just you use the word grace, and that is so true, and it's really cutting yourself slack, and just it's knowing that whatever the situation is you're dealing with, you're always doing the best you can do. Mm-hmm. And it's, I guess that's the big thing to say, is you are doing your best, and so you can't compare yourself to other people, because everything we're dealing with is such an individual thing. But then the other thing to think about is knowing the best way that you can deal with it. Know that you're not dealing with it alone. I think, you know, as we talk about going to Boston, going to DC, you know, a lot of that was possible because we were able to invoke your caregiver to help us. And so to be able to have Jen be there just to help us.
That was huge. Yeah. Just with when I'm weaker, or when, you know, Dan's busy with studying, it was good that Jen was there to help us. Mm-hmm. And we are fortunate for that. But we lean on our team, which we often talk about teams and how important it is to lean on the people that surround you, to not go it alone and to reach out. And I don't think any of us could do it on our own. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we always want to drive home, is that if you feel like you're struggling, reach out to your community, reach out to your MS community or your church community, your family. Just don't go it alone, because it's not a good place to be.
No, and that's when it can be very overwhelming. And it's just knowing that you always have some, and I want to say you always have somebody there for you, and sometimes you don't know who that person's going to be. And that's where I'm going to talk about at Boston, at the Red Sox game. It was so cold that night, and we had been assigned, we got our seats, and it was like right at a place where it's like right in a wind tunnel and stuff. So we went down to guest services thinking, is there another place that we could sit? And they reassigned our seats, got us better seats. I mean, it was still kind of in the same level and stuff. But as we're sitting there watching the game, there were two women sitting next to us, a couple seats down. And between innings, one of them came up, and because everyone's wearing the MS for MS orange shirts, and one of them came up and said, "Do you guys have MS?" And we're just like, "We do." And the one woman said, "My partner also has MS, and she was just diagnosed like a year ago." And you just think, all of a sudden, we find strength in them, and then hopefully, you know, she found strength in us, because now all of a sudden she has another connection. We introduced her to so many other people there. And so it's just like, I think the moral of that story is don't limit yourself, and don't keep your options open. Keep your eyes open.
And look for the bright spot. It's a crappy disease, as I often say. It's a crappy disease, but it's a good way to meet people, make connections. You know, God knows I never would have gone to Boston had it not been for that connection to MS for MS and Sam. And, you know, if it wasn't for MS, I never would have met you. And that's the biggest connection in my life. And I'm thankful for my brother and my mom just getting us through these last 7 months, and grateful to your family and my friends and our friends and Adam and, you know, our podcast producer.
His family. I mean, just everybody and everybody that did the, I mean, we didn't even talk about the MS walk that we did.
No, so much has happened, and that, you know, maybe someday we'll circle back and fill everyone in, but life moves. What is that? A Ferris Bueller line. Life moves pretty fast. I can't think how exactly it is, but it is true. Life moves pretty fast. And we have been doing a lot, and we've had a lot of opportunities. And I hope that in next week or in 2 weeks, we're going to talk again, because we've got to keep moving forward, and MS doesn't stop.
MS doesn't stop, and neither should we. And so we do keep moving forward, would you say 252 days?
Yes.
I mean, that it's just like things move forward, and it's just like giving yourself the grace and the time to be able to find when you move forward. And it's not that, I guess, think of it when there's people out running and they have to stop at the stoplight and they still just kind of jog in place. It's like they're still moving. And just keeping their eyes on moving forward, but just stopping for the moment to absorb and change direction. And just, I don't know, you just keep moving forward somehow, or always have your eyes on the next step. And so, speaking of, you're looking.
It seems so, It seems so comfortable, like we've always done this, but it seems so different at the same time.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's mourning that goes with a death in your family, and there's mourning that happens with the diagnosis of a chronic illness. And so I had to lean on some of the things that I learned when I was diagnosed with MS. And I think that now we just have to move forward, like we're saying, and I don't want to beat that like a dead horse, but life is good, and we have to keep moving.
When you find ways to enjoy, you find the joy in life, and, you know, and you move on and record a podcast. So,
so we're doing that. And we are doing this.
And we will have, I mean, we'll have information in the liner notes for the show, just about MS for MS, about just other things we've chatted about. But I think that's the big thing, is to always keep your options open and give yourself grace in the challenges you're dealing with. And I think we don't...
It's good to be back.
It is great to be back. And we've had things in mind, and there are several guests we're looking forward to interviewing and featuring on our podcast. So keep an eye out for those as we literally move forward with this.
And I get to do this because it's been a great conversation, and we're moving forward. And this is A Couple Takes on MS. I'm Jennifer Digman, and I'm rolling.
And I'm Dan Digman, and I'm walking. And until next time, stay in touch with us. Follow us on our social media. Follow us on our website is acoupletakesonms.com. And there will be links there. And until next time, take care, and we'll see you later. Bye.